Good evening. I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2 UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for March 2022. Good evening, everyone. Leading tonight's NZART official broadcast is Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora and pamari. Well, COVID has thrown us another curveball, this time for NZART Conference. At the time of the original booking in 2021, we were advised that the renovations would be completed in early 2022, well ahead of the conference in June. As you are all aware, this isn't now the case, and the hotel couldn't confirm that it would be ready to host the conference. So a quick ring around found that all venues were booked up, as other organisers are also struggling with COVID delays. A new venue, date and timings were needed in short order. Thanks, Debbie and Annalise, for contacting as many conference venues as possible within 24 hours so that NZART Council could decide within days of being told that the original hotel was unavailable. A special HQ info line was issued on Thursday of last week, plus the NZART website, conference website and Facebook were updated. The new dates are 10-11 September 2022, the weekend of the 10th and the 11th of September 2022. These dates are outside any public holiday or school holidays. The timings of the conference have not changed, only the dates and the venue. The location is the Brentwood Hotel based in Kilburnie. This is the same hotel that we used in 2020 after the cancellation of the Greymouth Conference. This hotel has a free shuttle to and from the airport, which is just minutes away, plus free on-site parking. As an added feature this year, we will also be offering free Wi-Fi access to those attending the conference. So if you haven't changed your travel arrangements, then do so now to obtain the best pricing. The conference registration form, a code for booking accommodation at the hotel and other information will be printed in the May-June issue of Break-In. This is slightly later than usual, but with the change of venue and dates, we needed the additional time to make the required changes. While speaking of conference, we are still looking for people to run forums on the Sunday. I currently have between 40 and 50% of the presenters that I need to complete the roster. So please contact the conference organisers through the conference website using the Contact Us link. Moving on, Druk White Field Day logs should now be with Stuart ZL2TW via NZ Post or email. As stated previously, a casual vacancy has now arisen as per the NZART Constitution. NZART Council will look to appoint a replacement until the next election. If you wish to apply for this vacancy on NZART Council, you must reside within the Midland District. For any further information, contact NZART headquarters to express your interest. That's it from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mark. The President of NZART, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Looking to the 2022 VHF-UHF contest calendar, and Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of April are the dates for the Luban contest. That's all bands 6 metres up to and including 70 centimetres. Remember, the operating periods are 5pm to 11pm on the Saturday and 7am to 1pm on the Sunday, New Zealand local time. All contest logs should be sent to arrive within 2 weeks to VHF Contest at nzart.org.nz. VHF Contest at nzart.org.nz. That's the low band contest, all band 6 metres up to and including 70 centimetres on the 2nd and 3rd of April. To Upper Hutt we go now and join our NZRT business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL. Greetings, Debbie.
Kia ora, Jim, and kia ora tato, everyone. Just to give you an update on us here at HQ, Annalise and her family have all tested positive for COVID over the course of the past week. As she is my daughter, it's fair to say we have been in close contact. Therefore, to keep others safe, the decision was made not to allow any visitors for the period of isolation required. I am still fighting fit, and long may it last. It is completely random who and how this awful virus affects people, so please stay well, everyone. As Mark has mentioned, the date and venue for Conference 2022 has moved. This was definitely no small task, as we had very little time to secure a place if we wanted to keep the initial dates of 10 and 11 June. However, suffice to say, so many other organisations were in the same situation, given the limitations Wellington has to offer for events such as ours. It just wasn't possible. I am grateful for Council for meeting so promptly to consider the alternative of postponing Conference until September and moving venues. Without a 100% guarantee, James Cook Grand Chancellor could host us on these new dates, it was best we changed to a venue who assisted us in 2020. I urge all branches capable of hosting the annual NZART conference to please consider this now for the 2023 conference. The earlier venues are secured, the better prepared you can be. I can't stress enough, and where possible, to have a plan B. If the last 2 years of uncertainty has taught us anything, we have to go back to the old Scouts motto of be prepared. With the later dated conference, this now gives all branches additional time to consider nominations for Amateur of the Year, Young Amateur of the Year, the Jumbo Godfrey Award, and the most prestigious NZART Life Membership. If you feel there is someone who has gone above and beyond for the association, please forward their name and a small brief on their achievements. Break-in will be out by the end of April, early May. Included will be the two remits for branch discussion. The topic was discussed at last year's AGM in Napier regarding reducing the size of council. The additional time between receiving these remits and the AGM should help branches gauge members' opinions and vote accordingly. Please contact your local councillor or headquarters should you need clarification on the remit. Lastly, due to workloads, Annalise will no longer be the editor for HQ Infoline. I will be undertaking this once again. However, try as I might, it will not have Annalise's flair. That's all from me, Jim. Pai te katoa, everyone.
And thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's business manager. Now for an update on Amateur Radio International news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Our top story this week takes us to the space station that China is building, module by module. The latest word is that one of those modules will have room for amateur radio. Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF, has those details.
China's Tiangong space station, which is being constructed in low Earth orbit following the launch of its first module last May, is expected to have room for astronauts, experiments, and now amateur radio. The IARU Satellite Frequency Coordination Panel reports that it received an application on March 8th for an amateur radio payload to be on board. The station is being proposed by the Chinese Radio Amateurs Club in cooperation with the Aerospace System Engineering Research Institute of Shanghai and the Harbin Institute of Technology. Previous news reports have noted that the Chinese manned space agency plans to have three astronauts on board continuously for a minimum of 10 years. One module will house the astronauts. The space station expects to use the remaining two of its three modules to host scientific experiments of researchers from all nations of the UN. The amateur radio station is applying to use portions of the VHF-UHF amateur radio band and will consist of communications by voice, repeater, AFSK digipeater, and SSTV or other digital imaging modes. Not unlike the radios on board the International Space Station, the ham radios on the Chinese Space Station are intended for a variety of uses, including contacts with students to inspire careers in science, technology, engineering, and math. According to the application, the payload would launch in the third quarter of this year. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF.
Hams from Belarus and the Russian Federation are feeling the impact after their nations' memberships were suspended from the European Conference of Postal and Telecommunications Administrations. Ed Durant, DD5LP, has the update.
The European Conference of Postal and Telecommunications Administrations has indefinitely suspended the membership of Belarus and the Russian Federation in a sweeping action that has an impact on amateur radio operators. An agreement within the conference, known as CEPT, grants amateur radio privileges to qualifying hams travelling between signatory countries without the need to obtain additional permits or licences. The CEPT was formed to foster cooperation among its member nations with regards to postal and electronic communications. The suspension, which comes in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, took effect on the 18th of March. The Russian Federation joined CEPT in 1994. Belarus became a member in 2003. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP.
Amateur radio clubs are proud to be able to help in disasters. But what happens when the clubs themselves become victims? John Williams, VK4JJW, tells us about how one club in Australia has stepped up to help a dozen of those whose shacks were devastated by recent floods.
An amateur radio club on the border of New South Wales and Victoria in Australia has come to the rescue of a dozen or so clubs that, like their own, works to assist communities ravaged by such disasters as bushfires, earthquakes and floods. In this case, however, the North East Victoria Amateur Radio Club has stepped in because the other clubs became victims themselves after recent floods destroyed their vital radio gear and in many cases washed it away. The club has been providing assistance by collecting funds as well as new radio gear. Frank Scott, VK2BFC, secretary of the club, told ABC.net News that a fund has been created to replace as much of the other club's lost gear as possible. He said many of the clubs belong to the Wireless Institute Australia's Civil Emergency Network. According to Frank, most of the equipment that was lost was not covered by flood damage insurance. Frank said that it was difficult to get that kind of insurance for such items as ham radio equipment and communication towers. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm John Williams, VK4JJW.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2022. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. NZART conference this year, and first up, please note the change of date and the venue for conference. Conference is to be held on Saturday, September 10th and Sunday, September 11th at the Brentwood Hotel, 16 Kemp Street, Kilburnie in Wellington. For further details, go to the conference website, www.nzart-conference.nz. To contact the organisers, you can email them at contact@nzart.conference.nz. NZART Conference 2022 in Wellington on September the 10th and the 11th. Completing the official broadcast lineup tonight, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and welcome everyone to another roundup of news from around your branch for another month. Things are pretty quiet in terms of local meetings at the moment, and many branches have postponed events in the meantime. Remember to check details for events closer to the time to check if there have been any changes. And given that, we'll start with the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, Branch 28, NZART. And on Wednesday, April the 6th, there will be a talk on the Tesla Model 3 by Paul, ZL1PC. To the Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03 NZART, where the annual general meeting of the branch will be held on Saturday the 23rd of April from 10 a.m. And this will be at the club rooms at 3000 Great North Road at New Lynn. The meeting agenda will be published in the March newsletter. Now over east to Napier Branch 25 NZART, the next general meeting is scheduled for Wednesday the 6th of April, starting from 7:30 p.m. at the Latham Street Club Rooms, which is, of course, at 123 Latham Street in Napier. And finally, the Wellington Branch 50 NZART Annual General Meeting will take place on Tuesday the 19th of April from 1:30 p.m. at the Johnsonville Collective. This AGM follows the Remote DX AGM at 1 p.m. Tea and coffee will be provided by the branch. Nothing from the South Island, I'm sorry. So that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 24th of April. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for March 2022. Good night, everyone. Good night now.